but Badger comes right up and he fires up a three and he's got it. So he puts up on the three right away as nobody picked him up. He fired that shot up from his favorite spot and got it to go. Right, they move back into the defense here. Right hand side goes to Bethel. He stops on the line, stops, puts up the shot. He throws right up in and he lays it up and in for two. And he's got four in the ball game. Now they come back down to the side here, Stegan. Stegan goes left-hand side to Badger again. This time they don't give him that shot as they step out. Now he steps back. Nobody picks him up. He puts it off too hard off the right-hand iron. Rebound down to Bethel. That time they backed away from Jordan Badger, and he put it up, but just a little bit too strong. Left-hand side. They go inside down, looking. They find Horn. He stops, puts up the shot. Checked by Kyle Klinger. Quickly down to Badger, and he's on the dribble, stops, gets it back out to Stegan. He looks to the right, goes to Swinton, who wants the baseline. He's going to get the foul on it. As he had the baseline, wanted to go hard to the hoop, was able to draw the foul. Number five, Josh Bethel, that's his first personal foul. And we're at the one-and-one opportunity for the Glacier Bears. So that's going to send Milton Swinton to the free throw. He has yet to score in the ball game. Got those three fouls, had to kind of sit out in and out here of the ball game. Hadn't really got into the flow of the game, but this is his first chance from the free throw line. This one's up and it's good. So he picks up one from the line. And that's his first point of the evening. He'll get a second here. Bounces it a couple more times. This one's up on the way, off the back of the iron, no rebound, ends right up in Dylan's hands. So he'll stop, he wants that baseline again, stops, he puts it up a little bit too hard off the glass. Rebound comes back down the hands of Chris Marson, and he comes back down the court. So he'll get things set up there, and the Chiefs have the basketball. They go right hand side to Bethel, back out to Blandoff, who checked into the ball game here. So Byron Blandoff got into the ball game for the Chiefs. Green will inbound the basketball. Goes to Stegan. Stegan brings up across the half court line. Staying back into that man-to-man or zone defense, the Chiefs do. Now they go inside to Hudson. Hudson Sage, who checked into the ball game. Klinger came out of that one, puts up the shot, doesn't go, fight for underneath, and looks like Swinton and Blandoff were tied up, so the ball is going to go in alternating possession to the Chiefs. Glacier Bears going to put a full court pressure in here. Pretty much have JVs again playing here as pretty much the same players that played in the JV game, both sides right now. Chiefs winning that one by a score of 51-45, much closer ball game than actually that showed. So looking forward to that one tomorrow night. And now Stegan's going to be called for the foul as Bethel wanted to go hard to the hoop. And Stegan, Jacob will pick up his first personal foul. And the fourth team foul. Looks like Dalton Klinger are going to check into the ball game here. Comes back inside as they go to Horn. He gets the ball back out to the side. They go back out. Long three-pointer off the front of the iron. No, Horn has a hand on it. Blandoff was able to get a hand on it. It goes out of bounds now. It'll go back to the Glacier Bears on it. Green with the ball. Goes to Stegan. Stegan will bring it across the half-court line. 5:50 to go in the ball game. Stegan goes left-hand side to Badger. Long three. This one is good. So Jordan Badger is kind of getting online here a little bit now, getting things to go here as he's picked up a couple of threes on the deal. Goes left-hand side. And they're working the ball down. The left-hand side is Williams. He's still got the dribble. Swinton's putting a lot of pressure on. Now they're going to be a five-second call on him. And that was good defense by Swinton as he just kept right on top of him. And Williams just finally got called for the five-second call. Glacier Bears are going to get the ball on that turnover. Goes right-hand side to Swinton. Wants that baseline. Stops. Kicks the ball back out. Going to be stolen away by the Chiefs, however, as Swinton made an errant pass there, and the Chiefs just stepped in and picked it up. So they'll bring it down. The right-hand side is Chris Marsden. Down the center of the lane. Nobody picks him up. They go to Horn. Nothing happened, however. And Glacier Bears come away with the basketball, and Stegan will come down the lane. Stops, can't find anybody. Almost stolen away by Williams. Puts a lot of pressure on. Ball's going to go back into the hands of Glacier Bears, however, as Colin Williams is putting a lot of pressure on Stegan, but fortunately for Glacier Bears, it went out of bounds off him. Back to Badger. Three-pointer on the way. Too hard off the iron. No. Rebound comes down in the hands of Bethel, and he'll get it back down the court. 4:55 to go here in the ballgame. Left-hand side. Williams all the way around to Blandoff. He wants the lane. Back to Horn. Up and in. Lyle Horn picks up first 2 points in the varsity game here tonight. Good positioning, good passing that time by the Chiefs. Three passes and they had the easy shot. Comes back to Badger. Badger looks inside. Comes back to Stegan. Long three off the back of the iron. No. Rebound down to Bethel. And quickly out. It comes Williams. He'll bring it down the left-hand side. Almost knocked away by Swinton, but he keeps his dribble alive. Up and in. So Colin Williams gets into the scorebook, and he's got 2 points in the ballgame. Quickly back down the court. Now Badger. Alley-oop across the top to Swinton. Long three on the way. No. Rebound fought for. And who comes up with it? Badger does. Back out to Swinton again. He stops, takes up the jumper this side. A little bit closer in, doesn't get it, however. And Horn comes away with the rebound at the 3:45 mark of the basketball game. 59-27. Glacier Bears are down big time here. But all the JVs are back into the game here now for both teams. So I don't think that's going to recover much. Rebound by Horn. He puts up the shot and was able to draw the foul on the Glacier Bears. Let's see who it's going to be. 33. That'll be Dalton Klinger, and that'll be his first personal foul. And that'll send Lyle Horn to the free throw line. He got those 2 points early on. And now he's back at the free throw line for his first opportunity. This one off the front of the iron. Substitution, Kyle Klinger will check back into the ball game, and who comes out? Dalton Klinger will. So Horn's at the free throw line. One more chance here. 3:32 to go here, 59-27. Nope, this one's not going to touch anything, so basketball's going to go right to the Glacier Bears. Nobody even has to go after that one. You have to at least touch the rim on the shot, and that didn't happen that time. Stegan on the dribble. Right-hand side to Badger, looked at the hoop, doesn't get anything. They go to Klinger, stops, puts up the jumper about 15 off the back of the iron, rebound down to Horn for the Chiefs, and they'll bring it up the court slowly at the 3:15 mark. Gets it across the half-court line, goes to Williams. On the dribble, looking, goes to Horn, stops, wants to put up the shot, can't do anything with it, dishes it off to Blandoff, not able to handle it, however, and they'll bring the ball back out. Almost stolen away by Swinton, now it's knocked away. Ball's on the court, still nobody has control of it. Finally, it's just been batted around, ends up in Swinton's hands, he lays it up and in. So about everybody on the court touched that one. Dylan Swinton, he got the basket out of it, and that's his third point. Diving for the ball underneath, still can't do anything with it, back to Bethel. Back out to the top, 2:40. Williams, long three-pointer, no, rebound down in the hands of Badger. Badger will quickly bring it up the court, on the dribble, still nobody stops him, he kicks it over to Swinton, three-pointer on the way, good. So Dylan Swinton picks up his sixth point of the evening, as Badger gave him a nice pass out on that left-hand wing, he put it up and in, 59-32, 2:15 to go in the basketball game. Comes down the left-hand side, nothing going as Chris Marsden keeps the dribble. Almost loses it. Badger puts a little bit of pressure on. They kick the ball back out. Going to be knocked away, and the Glacier Bears come up with the steal as Green's on the dribble, having a little trouble with it, but now he gets it under control. Goes hard to the hoop. Now there's going to be a foul on it. It's going to be two shots for Green going hard to the hoop. I think the foul's going to be on, officials coming over here. Let's wait and see. 21, so that'll be Colin Williams. As Green went hard to the hoop, we've got Hudson Sage getting ready to check into the ball game here at the next opportunity here. Green's at the free throw line. Matthew's got 4 points. Two of those coming from the free throw line. This one's on its way, a little bit too hard off the back of the iron. Now substitution, Swinton will take his seat, and Sage will come into the ball game for the Glacier Bears. 2 minutes, 1 second to go here in the basketball game. Green with the ball. This one's a little bit short. Rebound comes back down in the hands of Bethel, and he'll just hang on to it now. Get it over, and the Chiefs will bring it up across the court as Marsden on the dribble. Goes down the center of the lane. Badger puts a little pressure on. Nothing going. They kick the ball back out to Williams. Back out to Bethel, over to Horn. He's down low. Stops, puts up the shot a little bit. Partially blocked by Klinger, who goes to the floor. And then, unfortunately, when he went to the floor, he was out of bounds. So the ball is going to go back to the Chiefs on it. Nothing Kyle could do about that one. It's just where he ended up when he came down with the ball. Williams looking. Back to Horn. Kicks the ball back out to Bethel. Reverses all the way around the top. Back to Williams. Didn't get the shot, however, and he gives up his dribble. They'll come back to the top. 1:30 to go in the basketball game. Marzen down the center of the lane. Over to Bethel. Fight for the ball underneath. Still nobody controls it. Now they're going to call a jump on it. Alternating possession. Going to be Glacier Bear basketball. Green inbound right here in front of me. I'm sitting up on the stage here. Goes to the right-hand side, gets it into Stegen. Stegen will bang across the half-court line. They go over to Badger. Long three on the way. In and out, no. Rebound fought for underneath, and Green comes up with it, but then he loses it. Klinger ends up with his hands. Now we've got a tie-up, and we've got a jump ball here as Klinger brought the ball down a little bit too low and was immediately tied up by Williams. So on the alternating possession, ball goes to the Chiefs. Glacier Bears full court, man-to-man pressure. Badger putting some pressure on, but nicely broken by Marsden as they get it across the half-court line in the hands of Williams. Williams gives up his dribble now, turns around. Sage comes up, puts a little pressure on. Horn puts up the shot a little hard off the glass. Rebound down to Kyle Klinger and out to Stegen. Stegen quickly passes the right-hand side to Jordan Badger, put it up, and in. Jordan went hard to the hoop, and he's got eight. Quickly down the court. Now Georgian puts a little bit of pressure on, makes him reverse the dribble as Williams wanted to bring it up all the way. Jordan forcing to make the reverse dribble, gave him a little bit of extra time there. Jordan puts a little pressure on. They go inside, tapped away by Jordan, ends up in the hands of Stegen. He keeps the dribble going, loses it, partially down. Now the ball's on the floor, going to be fought for. Sage comes up with it, and he's immediately tied up and by Williams. And now it looks like Josh Stearns is coming off the bench here, and Stegen's going to take a quick seat. Glacier Bears going to have the basketball. 26.5 seconds to go in the basketball game here. Glacier Bears with the ball, right-hand side. Alley-oop inside to Klinger. Puts up the shot, off the back of the iron, no. Rebound down to Sage. Stops. He puts it up a little bit short. Rebound down to Bethel. He'll get the back in the hands of Williams. He comes back down the court on the left-hand side, goes inside, up and in. He just waited patiently for Chris Marsden to get inside there, and that's Marsden's fourth point. Comes back down to Stern, shot on the way down to Klinger, puts it up a little bit too hard off the glass, rebound comes back down the hands of Badger, and it's knocked out of bounds. Ball's going to go to the Glacier Bears under their basket, and Glacier Bears are going to have it. Green will inbound with 0.6 seconds to go here. Glacier Bears with the ball, slap it. They go inside, and it's going to be stolen away. So we're going to finish this ball game with the Glacier Bears scoring 34 points and the Metlakatla Chiefs scoring 61. I'm going to recap both the JV game and this varsity game here for you real quick, but I want to remind you that the Miss Chiefs are there at Haynes, and you might want to get to the gym real quick. You can watch a barn burner there, I'm sure, as the Haynes Glacier Bear gals are going against the Miss Chiefs tonight and tomorrow night. Which also I want to remind folks here, we're going to be on the air tomorrow at around 6:30 Haynes time, so you might want to check into that one, and that one will be live. This one is a tape delay, of course, but that one will definitely be live.